always seem to take these tackles who move into guard, Sitton, Lang, guys like that. Is that sort of how you see Madison going?
Well, we like his versatility. I don't know what the coach is going to do with Madison. I don't know if he's a guard or a tackle. All I know is I went into the school and I wrote the report. I just liked his versatility. And from watching film, he played all across the line of scrimmage. So I think that's a benefit for him.
Sam, how do you watch a tackle that you think can translate to guard? What kinds of things are you looking at?
How do I watch? Well, I look for the length, and I look for his strength, and I, you know, gets versatility, and the kid is competitive. You know, for a guard, you need a mean person, and I think he's a mean guy. I think he has the ability to hunker down and open the holes on the inside. But like I said, I don't know where he's playing. I just like his versatility, and when he gets here, the coaches will decide what they're going to do with him.
I'm just happy that I realize it's different offenses, but they throw the ball, you know, 8 million times a year at Washington State, so you've seen him protect the quarterback a lot.
Well, Washington State throws the ball a lot, but I think the Green Bay Packers throw the ball a lot also. So I think that won't be a problem. You know, I think he will already know how to pass block, so that'll help him. You know, as he walked through this door, I'm sure the coaches, you know, that's one thing he has going for him, his pass blocking ability.
So not only that ability, but does that help you see that the player can pass protect through four quarters?
Yes, and you know what? He was a basketball player in high school. He did all that kind of stuff. And to me, that's what I look for. As an athlete, if you played more than one sport, you played basketball, you know, basketball, you play defense, you got to get low, you got to stay in your stance, and he could do all that. And for a big man, he could bend. And to be a guard, you got to be able to bend, and he could do it all.
Mostly left side, right side?
Played right side, if I remembered right. Now, don't pigeonhole me saying that I said that's all he did, but as I remembered, and I haven't looked at my report in a while, but he was on the right side.
You talk about all the work he did in pass blocking. What areas do you think he needs to really work on once he gets here?
Well, as a young man walking into the NFL, I think you need to work on everything, okay? And I know that's a generic answer, but I think he needs to work on everything to make us better. And the way he competes, I think that'll help him. You know, he just comes in and take the coaching and compete, he should be fine.
What's he like talking to?
What is he like talking to? I haven't talked to him. You know, when I go to the school, I guess do my job and jump in the car and get to the next school.
Hey, Sam, you guys have, I mean, you've done this forever now. You guys have had a ton of success with these third day type offensive linemen, and I know, you know, most teams probably get a lot of offensive linemen on day three and beyond, but you look at Bakhtiari and Lang and Sitton and all of what is there something about those guys? I mean, that you obviously have
guess they toughness, they want to compete, and again, hopefully this guy comes in and he's tough. I know he's tough. Hopefully he's willing to compete and we get another gem. And to help this football team, you know, like you said, I've been doing this for a while. It's been 22 years, and every year we miss the playoff, it hurts. You know, and I hurt kind of a whole lot last year. I played a lot of golf, and even though I like golf, I'd rather be in a playoff game.
Sam, was there a physical characteristic that stood out with him or a measurement? Or
his feet, great feet. And, you know, for offensive linemen, if you have feet and you have the ability to recover, you're in the ball game.